is a brand new day.
That's right.
It's Tiffany G.
The day that the Lord has made.
Okay, okay, let's go, yo. Let the song play. What, what? Listen up, what you gotta say. Spin a hit, get with it, it's your daily bread. Word is out from the mouth, what's it all about? Power homecoming, do it when I give it you. Another opportunity for a positive change. People can stay, get your brain, get your brain. A minister, run from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
A rapper, teacher, and a preacher. Seeker,
yep.
Get your gun on gospel songs. Words on, like a course, she's scared, it's on.
Gotta keep it in the
day. Stephanie Jeff, listen up, word up.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in to a brand new day with Stephanie J. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I think I'll start off this morning with my original introduction. I haven't done it in a while, so I had to pull my folder down. But I normally would start off by saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And that is found in the Bible. Psalm 118, verse 24. And what does it mean to rejoice? Well, it means to experience joy and gladness in a high degree, to be exhilarated with lively and pleasurable sensations. And it also means, according to Webster, to exalt. And my acronym for rejoice is REACH. Every day for the joy offered in Christ to everyone. And every time I come across that, it always takes me to the verse in the Bible that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I don't know about you, but I could use both his joy and his strength. And it is also because of him that I know that I have been kept. What about you? I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's nothing that I've done, nothing that I could possibly do. So I am rejoicing and I am grateful just to be alive. And many of you who have heard different episodes know I'm always bringing up the old folk. I love the seasoned saints, my grandmother, and all of the wonderful people that I came up around, just listening to them talk. And I just used to love to hear them, especially in the midst of, you know, church services, worship, and they get up and speak or testify. We used to call it testifying, testimony service. And they say, oh, I praise the Lord. I'm just yet alive. And I'm here among the land of the living. And as I'm, you know, getting up there in age, I so understand what they felt and what they meant. Because when you look back and you see where you've come from, where God has brought you, what you've been through. And I can sit here today on this podcast episode and say, February 9th, 2022, through it all, I'm still standing. And so I'm rejoicing about that this morning. Let me quickly tell you where my podcast can be heard. It can be heard on, of course, right here at Anchor, iHeartRadio, Radio Public, Spotify, Breaker, Deezer, Apple, Google, SoundCloud, Pandora, and GeoSavin is one that I usually spell JIOSAVN, and also on Amazon. And Reset Today, which I no longer record, can still be heard on YouTube. And in fact, when I pulled my folders down, the one for Reset Today was there as well. And I just opened it up. And I used to open up that show by saying, you just tuned in to Reset Today with Stephanie J. The show that allows you to reset in any area of your life. And then I'd say, so come on and join me. Hit that reset bell and get ready to start fresh. And then I'd hit my bell, which was a part of Spreaker's package. And it would sound a little loud, but that was the deal on that show. And periodically, I will go back and listen to some of the episodes. And I'm telling you the truth, I get so inspired hearing some of the things that I was talking about, knowing the seasons that even I was in, you know, in my own personal life. And it really has inspired me. And I'm looking at the page where I listed the definitions for the word reset. It means to set again or anew, to set or adjust or fix in a new or a different way. That's always relevant for my life. I don't know about you. I'm sure many people can relate. There are many seasons in my life where I've had to reset. And now, in this time, in this day that we're living in, during the pandemics, all of the things that are happening around us, all of the things that are to come, you know, which I'm so grateful that not much of this has caught me off guard, or, you know, I'm not really surprised or rattled about it, because I've been hearing about this stuff since I was a little girl, especially coming up in the ministry that I was in with a pastor who preached about end times and out of the book of Revelation and talked about the advancement of technology and things like that. So, you know, although I don't know, you know, what's going to take place from day to day, when it happens, I'm like, oh, that's what that was about. Oh, that's what that article was about. Oh, that's what they were talking about. And so I've been able to navigate through just like any other time in my life. And it's, again, not because of anything that I've done. It's because of who I'm connected to. And I hope and I pray that you out there, anybody who's listening to or who will hear my voice, I hope and I pray, especially at this last hour, that you are connected to the one. You are connected to the source. Don't let anybody tell you any differently. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He said it himself. I don't dispute that. I didn't write it. I just believe it. And I live it. And I've been living it for quite some time. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. So he came and he sacrificed and he gave his life to restore us back to relationship with the Father, which is what Adam lost in the book of Genesis at the very beginning. You don't have to take my word for it. Pick up the Holy Bible and just read it for yourself. And the best thing to do is read it without judgment. Read it without preconceived notions or ideas about what you've heard and what people have taught. Or how about this? Even what people have lived. Set all of that aside. I challenge you today. Set it all aside and just read it for yourself and see for yourself. Now, I was reading in the book of Romans. I've been in Romans and Ephesians a lot these past few weeks in my, you know, time of Bible reading. And the more I go through those books of the Bible, it just becomes so clear and so evident what we're facing and what's before us and what's coming. And I'm so grateful and I'm so glad and I'm rejoicing that, you know, God already knew. The Lord already knew where we would be. And so the older I become on this earth, because really I'm eternal, I'm a spirit being, so I don't allow all of these physical things to rattle my cage anymore. And I'm grateful for that. I guess it comes with age and it comes with maturity, and you begin to prioritize and know what's important and what needs to be done and what doesn't have to be done and all of that. And so I'm sorting through things. Even this morning, I hope you can hear my voice. I'm dealing with some stuff. My life is not exempt from trials, from struggles, from challenges. I'm not exempt. I've talked about so many things in various podcasts and various platforms that were set up, you know, in ministry and preaching and teaching. And I've never ever try to make it like I have all the answers or I have it all together. That is just a part of this human experience that we're having. But I'm so glad this morning that I've been able to surmount all of the challenges. And right now, this morning, I'm waiting on some people to come and take care of some things in my home. And so, you know, what I do is I try to make it as a productive day. I don't just sit around and watch television or loaf around or talk on the phone. I don't have time for that kind of stuff. So, you know, while my son is homeschooling, doing his lessons, I have a load of laundry in downstairs, and I got up my big bag with all of my files and, you know, envelopes full of paperwork and stuff for the past several years. And I kept looking at it and I kept saying, you know what, I need to reorganize it. And of course, as we do, you know, some people call it procrastination. Every time I looked at the task, I was like, it can wait, because it's in something right now, you know. But a lot of the envelopes were tearing and the folders. And so I said, you know, let me go ahead and just take care of it. And so I went out yesterday, and while I was out, I just decided, oh, let me, you know, pick up some things to, you know, reorganize. And I mean, it's tons and tons and tons of paperwork. And so I said, well, this will give me a good time to reorganize. I can go through this stuff, sift it, you know, throw out anything that's no longer relevant, and, you know, reorganize my system. And I got some cute little, you know, different color folders and things like that. And so I got up this morning knowing that I'd be waiting for people, and I knew what I would do. Now, did I really want to do it? Is this how I want to spend my day? Not really, but it's necessary. And so I'm in the middle of, and I, you know, I've been, I guess, roughly 2 hours. I've been in and out of the house real quick. And so I'm pausing a little bit and coming back to it. Everything's on my table and, you know, I'm just working through it. Then I had to stop and blend me a smoothie. And then, you know, as I was sitting there looking through that stuff, I started to feel a little frustrated. And I was like, you know, some of these piles, some of this stuff, I can't believe that I've been dealing with this as long as I have. I can't believe some of these instances that I've, you know, allowed to just grow. And I mean, I can't really make you understand. I'm not really trying to. I'm just saying I was looking at my life in these series of papers, in these, you know, in these seasons and in these times, and some of the stuff, and some of it is, you know, bills and you know, other stuff that you would keep in your files, tax information, you know, stuff like that. But then there are some folders that I look through and I'm like, man, I cannot even believe that I went through all of this. Not all of this was necessary. And it made me think about the time. I did a few podcast episodes recently about time. But I sort of got angry internally. And I said, you know, no more of this. No more moving forward. No more of this in my life. No more of this in my space. I have my books around me. I have my journal. You know, every day I'm daily recording in my calendars. And then I have to keep a calendar for my son's schooling. And, you know, so I'm very diligent about writing. I have a brand new calendar. So it's always exciting to start anew. I like starting new. And so I record, you know, my studies, my Bible readings and things of this nature. And I was saying, you know, Stephanie J, that's what I said. I said, Stephanie J, girl, it is game time. And so that's when I decided, when I heard those words come across my brain, I said, yes, it is game time. And I need to pause what I'm doing and just go share a word of encouragement with someone who may be there. I don't know what's going on. I can't possibly know. I have no clue where you are. I pray that you are well. I pray that all is well. But I know as a whole, as a nation, we're all facing challenges. And I know some people, it's hard for you even to get up in the morning knowing what you're facing. So I started this podcast well over a year ago, right around the time of the pandemic, just to let you know that every day is and can be a brand new day. We don't have to keep festering and going around that mulberry bush and dealing with the same things and doing the same things and dealing with the same people and situations, especially when they show you that they don't want to change. A lot of us have been wasting time with time wasters. There's that word again, time. It makes me think of the Greek word kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S. Kairos is noun time. Kairos is like emergency times. There's a chronos time. We use that in chronological time, but there's also a kairos time. And I feel it so strong day by day, because I know as these days are quickly going by, as these seasons, come on, we're almost through winter and it just began. We're almost smack dab in the middle of February, which is our shortest month. And then March will be here and then it'll be spring. And so I examine myself. I reflect a lot. I have time, thank God, because I don't have a whole lot of other outside, you know, distractions and things like that keeping my attention. So I spend a lot of time focusing, because I know that time is of the essence. I know that time is winding down. The Apostle Paul said, now the time is drawing nigh. He said, it's nearer than it's ever been before. I don't have time to play anymore. And I don't know about you, but it is game time. I made up my mind, you know, I'm waiting on some deliveries this week. I've decided to pretty much upgrade all of my technology, because what I had was good. I have, like other families, we have several devices and things that we use, you know, but I just know that what I have and the things that I've been using is just kind of keeping me afloat. My laptop, my desktop, you know, my tablet. Then I have an Android and an iPhone. And, you know, my son has equipment that he uses for his movie making. And, you know, his dad bought him a projector and he has his YouTube channel. And so I decided, you know, I mentioned on another podcast, I received the portable recording studio as one of my Christmas gifts. And it didn't work for me. So I sent that back. I tried a similar one from another brand that didn't work too well. And so now I'm waiting on another type of recording package that's supposed to come, you know, by Sunday. And then I decided to purchase a DJ audio interface system where, you know, people say, well, you can use it for podcasts or YouTube channels and things of this nature. Has a lot of voice effects and stuff. So I thought that would be really cool for my son, you know, making his movies. And he's so excited when he puts things on his channel. And so I told him, I said, you know, we're moving full speed ahead in this new year. No more coasting, no more waiting, no more just making do. I guess that's my whole thought behind it. It was like, no more just making do what I have. What I have is decent. It allows me to blog. I kind of get tired of blogging on my phones and things like that. But, you know, I'm like, we're just coasting. We're just floating. And I want to get back to that place in 2022 before it's all over, before it's all said and done, where I'm blazing and where I'm on fire, excited about life, excited about the journey, excited about the challenges. Yes, because guess what? They come and they pass. I even have a song on SoundCloud called Gotta Go Through It. The verse in that song, and I was in Pennsylvania growing through a whole nother situation before I relocated many years ago to Virginia. And I sat there and penned those words. You got to go through it in order to get to it. And there ain't no way around it. So you got to do it. That was many years ago. And guess what? I didn't have a choice. I had to face it. I had to go through it. We don't always feel like it. We don't always want to. There are times when we don't even know what we should be doing, but that's when I just release it. I say, okay, Lord, you see the situation. You know what needs to be done. You see where I am. You know where I need to be. Holy Spirit, help me to navigate and get there. And I know that that bridge and that throughway is through his word. It's through fasting. It's through prayer. That's how, I don't know about you. That's how I get my answers. And when things get really, really challenging, when things are really coming against me, when the enemy really starts to kick up dust because that's all he can do, that's when I go into heavy. Defense. Heavy. And that's when I start to pull out those spiritual weapons of fasting and prayer and spending time in the word. And then I make sure that what I need to do is done. I make sure that I'm disciplined and I have things in order so that everything that I can't control, like on my mug that I read this morning when I was drinking my, you know, ginger elixir, it says, God grant me serenity to accept the things that I can't change, courage to change the things that I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And so I do all that I can do, and then I leave the rest to the one that I know can manage and handle it all. And so that was my message to myself this morning, like, oh no, even while I'm waiting on all of my equipment, I'm going to continue on. Even while I'm still pressing on with situations and circumstances, even while my life is in transition, even while relationships are changing, even as the time passes on, I am back in the game. I'm not only in it to stay, but I'm in it to win it. And the most exciting thing about it, because of the route that I chose, the word that's right in front of me, this Bible that is open before me, it says that we already won. At the end of it all, you know, Paul said, the apostle Paul said, for this is a temporal thing. He said, this is a light thing compared to eternity. So I want to encourage you all as I'm about to close this out and get back to my organization and things of that nature before I get out of here and enjoy this beautiful day. Oh my goodness, yesterday was so beautiful, so amazingly beautiful for a day in February. And so I'm just enjoying it all. And I hope and I pray that that is what you will make a decision to do. Hey, don't look at where you've been. Don't keep
relishing and of reflecting on the past. Know that there are brighter days ahead. Know that you have choices. That's what I tell myself every day. Hey, you have a choice to deal or not deal with this. You have a choice to do this or not do this. I'm choosing life, as the word of God says. I'm choosing life. Choose life that you and your descendants may live. And I hope and I pray that that is your choice as well. You be blessed. Time to go have my smoothie, and I'll talk to you again.